This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joining us on Hope Breakfast this morning is Mike Tierney, OAM, may I say, of Human Nature, celebrating 30 years doing music. Good morning, Mike.
G'day, how you doing?
What was it like to win yourself an Order of the Australian Medal?
It's amazing. I mean, we were, it was unexpected but totally were humbled by it, you know, to be recognised by, you know, for our, I guess the things we've done in music, but also, the other, we do a lot of work with different charities and things like that as well. So that was kind of a big part of it as well. But it's just, it's lovely to be recognised by your country and to get that honour. It's such a cool thing.
Now, Mike, I'm trying to work out how it can be your 30th year celebration. You and I are roughly the same age, 42. Were you guys touring at 12?
Well, when we started, we were in high school when we first got together. So we started, the other guys were like, 15, 16. We started doing gigs, around town. And, it was basically, we just started doing a cappella stuff to begin with. We were like an a cappella doo-wop group. And then, as we started to get a bit older, it was, we had to make a decision if it was something we wanted to pursue as a career or keep going with it. And so Andrew and I, my brother and I, started writing songs, and that's when we kind of got more into the recording side of things. So the early days were really just, us doing some live performances and kind of getting out there and learning our craft that way, which was kind of a cool way to do it, I guess, in retrospect, is to come from that live, doing it live on stage, and you kind of, it's always been such a big part of what we do.
30 years, a lot of albums. Is there anything that stands out to you as maybe a release that you're most proud of from that whole time?
Oh, most proud of. I mean, proud of a lot of the records we've made. I think looking back, our very first record was a really great first release. We had quite a few big hits off that first album, and it was, people still, sing those songs. So it's a pretty cool thing to have your very first record be still well remembered and people have a fondness for it. So I think definitely proud of that one. But also our Motown record that we did, that was such a big success, was a lot of fun to make, and that we had a lot of great memories from making those Motown records. So it's that would be another one that we're super proud of as well.
I'm thinking about last year's album, your 13th studio album, Romance of the Jukebox. I was, Mike, honestly a little bit disappointed with that album because I thought there was a real opportunity for you to re-release a cover of Berlin's Take My Breath Away. I think Top Gun was having a real resurgence, and you guys could have slotted in nicely to that.
Take My Breath Away. Yeah, that one didn't cross our paths, I don't think, Take My Breath Away. It was a good song, but it's a little bit 80s maybe to fit in the jukebox.
When you say a little bit 80s, I think that's like a real compliment. So you say, that's really 80s is actually the highest form of honour.
Right. Well, we were kind of picking songs that weren't from the 80s. We were going a little earlier than that.
Yeah.
So that's probably why we didn't get that one. But we'll work something up for the tour, see if we can work it into the live show.
The 80s isn't really well known for its Motown, is it?
Probably not, no. It started... It's a couple of good... Diana Ross had a couple of hits in the 80s.
The Commodores are in there.
That's right, yeah. The Commodores had a few big ones.
Mike, you are celebrating 30 years of Human Nature by touring Australia. You're playing a couple of shows here in Sydney as well. Are you excited to do another Australian tour?
Absolutely, yeah. It's such a highlight for us when we get the chance to come back and do shows for a home audience, people who've grown up with us, over those years and know our music, our original music as well. I mean, often here in Vegas, the audience we get is sometimes people that have never heard of us. They kind of just hear that the show is great, and so they get through word of mouth or whatever they hear, they should come and see the show. So to come and do shows in Australia where we've got that, history with people, and it's just such a different feeling, and Yeah, but we can't wait.
I don't want to alarm you, Mike, but one of your big songs is Every Time You Cry with John Farnham. Now, John Farnham's gone into retirement, so I'm concerned if you're going to do that on tour, you're going to need someone to sing with. Can I suggest that I'm available? Every time you cry, save up all your tears.
It's good. A little bit pitchy, but I think he's okay.
Wow. Yeah, that was nice. Maybe if you could just record that so I can play it for the other guys.
Yeah.
So they can hear the
I
amazing
will be
that
your
was.
Rainbow when you disappear.
So bad. I'm sorry, Mike. Mike, wow. I got one question, man. I lived in the southwest for a number of years, and first thing I could do when I get off the plane is grab myself some Chipotle and In-N-Out burger. When you come back to Australia after being away so long, what's the first thing that you're going for to kind of remind you of home?
Coffee and a sausage roll.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, please. What a combo.
Mm.
Or a meat pie. Meat pie is a good one, too, depending on what time of day. But a meat pie in the mornings for breakfast is still, I think it's still acceptable. So, you can, yeah, it's a good one. And
why
the coffee
not?
is so much better in Australia, too. That's something we really kind of miss. You know, the way the coffee culture and everything in Sydney and Melbourne and particularly, but we'll be running for that for sure.
You know, you've released a lot of music. You've made a lot of people happy over the last 30 years, and you've done some great work as well, obviously getting your Order of Australia medal. What legacy do you hope to leave as a band? If you go for another 30 years, for example, what do you hope people take away?
I think we would hope that people would remember us as a great, you know, entertainers, great, great vocal group, you know, that we could, you know, we've been lucky to, you know, we've kind of sung some different material, not only our own original material, but we've done obviously like the Motown record and these jukebox records where we've tried to put our own stamp on some classic songs, you know. And I think that's, we'd love to be remembered as just a great vocal group, a great entertainers. People enjoyed our shows and came out and had a great night. You know, when they came to see our show, then that's kind of when we put together a show, we kind of build it to really just to make people have fun. You know, we want people to have a great night out, and we hope they will.
Brilliant. Well, they're going to be touring the 10th and 11th of May at the ICC. Mike, it's been an absolute treat getting to talk to you today. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you at the show.
And as a sneaky little...
Get your vocal cords ready.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say...
Get your vocal cords ready for the Every Time You Cry.
Well, we're about to play it now.
It's going to bring a tear to the eye.
Can we just...
Most people in the audience.
I'm about to hit play on it now on the radio. Do you mind just doing a little bit of sing with me? Would you do a duet with me just as a practice?
Yeah.
Ready?
I don't know if I can sing that key.
Oh, come on. Oh, it's in between
I
keys.
I don't know what key...
Let's just give it a go. Every time you cry,
save up all your tears.
I will be your rainbow when they disappear.
Stop it! Mike's a good man. Stop it,
okay,
Sammy.
All right, let's hear the song. Right. Thank you so much, Mike, from Human Nature.
Thanks, fellas.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.